On this eve of the Jewish New Year, we turn now to Greece, where the Jewish population has dwindled to just 5,000. Jews have lived in Greece since the time of Alexander the Great, but nearly all of the Greek Jewish community perished during the Holocaust. As Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, Greek Jews now face a new concern. They're worried about the rise of neo-Nazis in the country.
No one has ever doubted Moise Yusurum's patriotism. As part of the Greek resistance during World War II, he fought Benito Mussolini's fascist army and then the Nazis.
The
other resistance fighters did not know I was Jewish, says Yusurum, who's now 94. His superiors had given him a Christian name, Yorgos Gazis, in case he was captured. He served as a commander and received medals for bravery. But more than 70 years after Yusurum and other Greeks fought the German Nazis, they're facing the rise of Greek neo-Nazis, the Golden Dawn Party. Its members say they are patriots, not fascists, and that makes Yusurum cringe.
Their minds are sick. They say the Holocaust is a lie and don't believe Germans killed Jews. What can you do with people like that?
Golden Dawn is not going away. It holds 18 seats in parliament and is rising in public opinion polls. Its members use adapted Nazi symbolism and slogans and blame Jewish bankers for the country's debt crisis. And this propaganda is spreading, says Annette Batinou, director of the Jewish Museum of Greece.
It is heard, it is said, it is written, so many more people hear this and read this and are maybe wondering about it. What we are here to do is to offer accurate information, which has been double-checked and historically substantiated.
The museum is now running a special exhibit called Synagonistis, or Comrade in Arms, about the 650 Greek Jews who fought in the anti-Nazi resistance. More than 400,000 Greeks died during the Nazi occupation, among them more than 67,000 Greek Jews. Most lived in the northern city of Thessaloniki and were Sephardim, descended from the Jews Spain expelled in the late 15th century. Greek Jews were some of the city's most successful merchants. They spoke Ladino, or Judeo-Spanish, says Erica Parahia-Zamor, curator of the city's Jewish Museum.
It was very easy to recognize a Jew. Only young Jews spoke Greek. The Greek, they kept a small accent.
Their accents gave them away to the Nazis, who deported them to die in concentration camps. Some Greek Jewish children escaped by hiding in the homes of Greek Christians. Rosina Aserpardo was a third grader in Pigtails when her family went into hiding. In this recent documentary, she recalls emerging after 548 days and discovering Thessaloniki had become a city of ghosts.
They counted us, and there were only 70 Jews left from a community of 55,000 people. And there was this enormous feeling of loneliness.
The 1,500 Greek Jews who remain in Thessaloniki keep their traditions alive. The community's choir sings in Ladino. The choir CD features children from the local Jewish elementary school singing Eight Candles, a Hanukkah song. But in Athens on July 24th, another song was heard, a Greek version of the Horst Wessel song, a Nazi anthem. The Golden Dawn Party blared it outside its headquarters while handing out food to Greeks only. Party supporters have attacked African and South Asian immigrants, claiming they're all in Greece illegally. The violence scares Orieta Treveza, a Greek Jewish educator with three young children.
We think that we are next. It's not going to end with the immigrants.
This could only end with Golden Dawn destroying Greece, says Mario Susis, Treveza's 75-year-old father-in-law. Susis is descended from Jews who have lived in Greece for more than 2,000 years. He was hidden during the war. His father is thought to have died at Auschwitz. Susis lives outside Athens, near the sea, where he rows a small, weathered boat with his granddaughters, Anita and Linda.
τα ζάρια κι ανταμόνος του δρόμου τη γωνιά.
Anita is 14 and loves to sing Greek ballads. She wants to be a music teacher, but like other young people, worries that the post-austerity Greek economy will just keep sinking. Her parents talk about moving to Israel for work, but she wants to stay in her homeland. I am so attached to this land, and I wouldn't want to go anywhere else for any reason, she says. I want to do whatever I can to save my country. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.